Finally today, some sad news from London. Amy Winehouse, who some say revitalized soul music, was found dead in her apartment. It's still not clear how she died, but her struggles with drugs and alcohol were almost as well known as her powerful and soulful voice. NPR's Sam Yenigun has this look back.
Amy Winehouse wasn't one to apologize for her substance abuse. In fact, it's a big part of what made the singer so famous, or infamous. Winehouse released her first album, Frank, in 2003, but 3 years later, she shot to superstardom with this song.
They tried to make me go to rehab, I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no.
Rehab hit the top 10 in the UK and the United States. Her album, Back to Black, shot to number one and won her 5 Grammys. Rolling Stone contributor Claire Hoffman says that Winehouse was unlike any other of her time.
It was basically like this like scrawny little, you know, tattooed white girl from working class London who somehow when she got on a stage sounded like, you know, these great soul singers of the 60s.
Born on September 14, 1983, to a Jewish family with a history of jazz musicians, Amy Winehouse was critical of her pop diva predecessors. And as she told the BBC in 2003, she made music in reaction to what she saw as a packaged, cheap sound in pop.
I think when I was growing up, the music that was in the pop charts or the music that was that people were releasing at the time, I just thought, this isn't music, this is watered down, or this is, you know, just crap, someone else has written it for you and you have to sing it. It's very much the case with some music today.
Winehouse said that she wanted to write something that she could call her own. And though it sounded different, it didn't always sound great. As YouTube rose in popularity, so did videos of train wreck performances from a drunken and belligerent Winehouse. The singer did check into rehab in 2008, 2009, and then again earlier this year. She was often on the front pages of tabloids for her behavior off stage, fighting with fans, marriage problems, substance abuse. Claire Hoffman says that this was the essence of her celebrity.
It seemed like it went hand in hand, that she was both so troubled and, you know, so talented.
For a time, it seemed there was hope. Rumors of a follow-up to Back to Black buzzed in the music press for much of this year. She's also featured on a duets album with Tony Bennett, set to be released in September. But last month, she canceled a European tour after a botched performance in Belgrade, Serbia. Amy Winehouse returned to London to recover, but was found dead today. She was 27 years old. Sammy Yenigun, NPR News.
When you walk in the bar, and you're dressed like a star, rocking your F-meat pumps, and the man notice you, with your Gucci back crew, can't tell who he's looking to, cause you all look the same, everyone knows.
And for Saturday, that's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.